Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What it is, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It show. I am your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1,800 episodes, 500,000 streams, and over 100,000 downloads worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. And yes, we are well into the winter months, darling, so it means that we're going to be home a little bit more, and means that maybe there's some books that you need to check out. This one in particular comes from a young man that has been definitely making his way around the globe. I don't know, you guys may know this very published author, the successful screenwriter, and a 7-time Emmy Award-winning television producer director. Who am I talking about? The wonderful Terry Jastro. Hey, Terry.
Hey, hi.
How are you today?
Not too bad. How you running?
I'm doing pretty good, dear. I'm doing good. So, Terry, which city are you in today?
I'm in Los Angeles, my home city these days. Yeah.
Beautiful Los Angeles. I mean, winter in Los Angeles is nothing like winter on the East Coast.
Yeah, I've spent some time in Atlanta, though, and I love the people, I love the food, and, you know, I wish you guys well, and a Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes, Happy New Year to you as well. Your book, The Trial of George W. Bush. I want to jump into this. Where did the inspiration for the book come from?
Well, because I love peace and hate war. I'm a guy who was a young guy during the Vietnam War, and it was a terrible war. A dear friend of mine, I was raised in Midland, Texas, and a dear friend of mine was drafted. But it seemed like in no time, he had done his training, and he went over to Vietnam, and the next thing I knew, he was dead, and he was shot, and his body was delivered back to Texas, and it really brought the war home. And then, of course, the Iraq War, which was very, very unfortunate war.
Yeah.
And we should talk about it because it's a war that should not have been fought.
Right.
It was based on the false premises. And we should talk about how the thing happened and how the crimes were committed and what could possibly be the results of those crimes.
A project of this magnitude, I would imagine it takes a lot of research.
Well, I don't consider writing or researching labor. I find it really interesting. It fascinates me. And I do love to do a lot of research because, especially in this story.
Yeah.
So the trial of George W. Bush, imagine that former President George W. Bush is abducted off a golf course in St. Andrews, Scotland, and transported to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, the Netherlands, to stand trial for war crimes and crimes against humanity in connection with the Iraq War. There are defense attorneys and prosecution attorneys and judges at the International Criminal Court. But I think it's important for people listening to understand a bit about the International Criminal Court, because there is national courts, of course. Certainly we have them in the United States, Great Britain, etc. But when a crime is has a larger scope than just nationally, and it's a crime of international consequences, then the jurisdiction transfers to the International Criminal Court. It was created by the United Nations after World War II with Hitler and all of his henchmen at the Reich, at the Third Reich, and the world discovered that they had to have criminal courts that were more than just national courts, but international courts administer sort of worldwide justice on crimes of international influence.
Do you think that the U.S. will ever become a member of the International Criminal Court?
Well, I hope so. At the end of Bill Clinton's term, began to petition that the United States join the International Criminal Court. But when George Bush became president, it was completely ignored. They passed on it. But you see, we're not just citizens of either Georgia or California. Yes. We're not just citizens of the United States. More than ever, we're citizens of the world.
Right.
We have to adhere to civil law, national law, and international law. And, you know, crimes today, with the speed of communication and the way things can happen, it can affect thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. And people who wage these wars and commit these crimes need to stand for what they did and be responsible and held responsible for it.
Oh,
or we're just going to guarantee that more such wars occur in the future.
So for you, what was the most challenging part in completing the book?
I wanted to make it as perfect as I could with regard to the details and the actual trying of the case. And so there are very intelligent, able, experienced prosecuting attorneys and defense attorneys. And the process of the case, the trial of George W. Bush, it was vetted by international law experts really around the country and in various places in the United States. And I also set out to tell the story in a way that the reader, the audience themselves can judge for themselves. I didn't want to weigh one way or another. I didn't want the author's sort of viewpoint to influence the reader. I wanted to just set the story straight, set the facts out there for the reader to get clearly understood and decide for themselves. And so one would think when they start to read such a book that George W. Bush would either be found guilty or innocent. But I will tell you that I didn't actually want to come to a decision, because I don't think it's in a novelist position to come to a decision on such an important point. But something else happens that becomes really interesting and keeps this question very much alive.
Will we see a TV or a movie adaptation of this book anytime soon?
Well, I hope so. There's a lot of interest in it, and frankly, there's some interest in it as a stage play. Both movies and stage plays love legal drama. And it's important to say that in international criminal law, there is no statute of limitations. If someone is suspected of a crime, they are subject to arrest and trial for the rest of their life. Now, George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, is 75 years old. I knew George. Actually, I used to play Little League baseball against George in Midland, Texas. And when he was in Houston as a young oil man and I was at the University of Houston, I knew him. We were dating sisters. I was dating one girl and he was dating her sister. So I've known him for a long time. And he's a very, you know, gregarious guy. He's the life of any party. But, you know, he was president along with Dick Cheney, vice president, and Donald Rumsfeld, secretary of state. They created the Iraq War that came after the atrocities of 2001, when it was clearly Osama bin Laden who did it, clearly in Afghanistan. And that happened in 2001. And by the spring of 2003, when Bush was unable to get Osama bin Laden, he turned his attention and the attention of the United States to Saddam Hussein in Iraq, suggesting there was complicity with Saddam Hussein and 9/11, of which there was none. And then Bush and his team started asserting that there were weapons of mass destruction that Saddam had in Iraq. And after that was devoid of any truth, he continued to fight that war for 8 years and 4 months. 8 years he fought that war, and it cost, you know, thousands of American soldiers to be killed. There are tens of thousands of American soldiers that were wounded, and more than 1 million Iraqi people were killed in that war. So the story is laid out. The questions are asked to Bush and others who are, Condoleezza Rice and the others who are witnesses to the case, so that the audience themselves can come to their own conclusion. And such a thing could happen until the day George W. Bush passes away, because there's no statute of limitations, meaning that he could be arrested and put on trial until the day he dies.
That would be fascinating. That would be really fascinating.
I think so, but it's a bigger story, as you can sense, Ash, than just a movie, which is usually around 2 hours. I mean, it's a multiple episode, multiple television episode that, when transferred into different languages, could be seen by anybody in the world. Because, frankly, international crimes should be of interest to people, not just crimes of their own country, but crimes that could have worldwide impact and consequence.
What is the best place for people to get the book today?
Well, there's two ways to do it. I'm happy to say Amazon is the quick store, like seemingly everything in our life. So it's The Trial of George W. Bush. You just go on Amazon, type it in, pops right up. But also, and importantly, there is an audio book. At my point in life, I actually most enjoy consuming my books with audio book. I often like to, quote, read at night. And sometimes, my eyes are fatigued or there's not a lot of light. So most all of the books I consumed are audio books. So you can go to Amazon. You can also to buy the book. My publisher is a New York publisher, Square One Publishing, and we intentionally didn't want the book to be too expensive. So I mean, a paperback, I think it's like $13 or $14. Not that expensive. Or there's a company called Skyboat Audio, and so you can get an audio book of it. And I would tell you, the guy who did the narration sounds so much like George W. Bush, you get the feeling that he's actually George W. Bush. But no, these audio experts, audio actors, read the book, and people can either listen to it or buy the book and read it.
I love it. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Yes, Ash, thank you. I appreciate this. It matters to me because I care about peace.
And if
common people, the people of goodwill, stand by and do nothing when illegal wars are fought, then we as a civilization are destined for more such wars. So the people who listen to this, who care, that have heart and care about people, don't like spending our treasury. Millions of dollars, trillions of dollars. The Iraq war cost $16 trillion. Now, a trillion has 12 zeros. It takes about 10 seconds to write. But can you miss $16 trillion?
Insane.
We should be spending that money on education and climate control.
The homeless.
Infrastructure, new highways and freeways and bridges and all the rest. So, what happens is that when wars occur, it drains most of the treasury to fight the war, as opposed to making life better for the citizens. So, the people who hear this, they ought to get mad over this when these wars are fought, and insist that they're not fought. Unless the United States is in immediate danger, and that was certainly not the case for either Vietnam War, by the way, and certainly not the Iraq.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you beyond words.
Oh, you're kind, Ash. You're very kind. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.